a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First, a woman who survived the Trolley Square mass shooting in Utah is speaking out about the long-term effects of such a shooting. Carolyn Tuft lost her daughter to the shooter and tells KSL she lost the life she had, too. Second, Utah has a $97 million budget surplus, and that's not the whole story. Sales, corporate, and some transportation tax revenues are down, meaning the general fund is running at a $43 million deficit. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Heads up, Draper drivers. Emergency crews are responding to a crash with possible injuries. Also possible high velocity impact at 123rd South, about 750 West. And again, we have a closure westbound SR-201 at about 9200 West in Magna. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers, thunderstorms, some could be heavy at times, 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A cool 72 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. After those deadly back-to-back shootings in El Paso and Dayton, more than 200 mayors, including from those two cities, are calling on the U.S. Senate to return to Washington early and pass gun safety legislation. 9 people were killed in Dayton, 22 in El Paso. The Walmart there will remain a crime scene for several weeks. The retail giant is helping.
Walmart's chief executive officer, Doug McMillan, says the retailer is donating $400,000 to the El Paso Community Foundation's Shooting Victims Fund. After the massacre that killed 22 people at this store, McMillan is facing increasing pressure from some of his own employees to halt the sale of guns. So far, he hasn't budged. Meanwhile, there's been no decision on whether or when to reopen the store. Its 400 employees are still being paid. Some are being transferred to other Walmart branches. Jim Ryan, ABC News, El Paso.
A spokesman for the hospital treating El Paso victims says none of the 8 patients there agreed to meet with President Trump during his visit yesterday. The spokesman says some of the patients didn't want any visitors. 2 victims who'd already been discharged did return to meet with the president. The former deputy director of the FBI is suing the federal government.
Andrew McCabe accused the Justice Department and the FBI of a politically motivated and retaliatory demotion followed by a public firing last year. In a new lawsuit, McCabe blamed President Trump for a termination he called unlawful and asked the court to allow him to retire with his full benefits intact. McCabe said it was Trump's unconstitutional plan and scheme to discredit and remove DOJ and FBI employees who were deemed to be his partisan opponents.
A huge ICE roundup of undocumented immigrants in Mississippi has separated an unknown number of children from their parents. Mississippi Child Protection says it was not notified of the raids beforehand. Several hundred of the nearly 700 people arrested yesterday have now been released. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The guy who normally plays a bad guy in movies showed the world he's actually a really good guy. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
How about something besides politics and shootings? But actor Danny Trejo played a real-life hero this week when he happened to rescue a baby, little boy, trapped in an overturned car. It happened after an accident at a Los Angeles intersection. Someone had run a red light.
I kept facing him away from the accident and just talking to him. And then some lady kind of pointed and said, like, don't bring him over here.
And that's because that's where the little boy's grandmother was also trapped. Both of them got out of the car thanks to that woman and the actor. Some have called Danny Trejo a hero. He says it's not that. It's just life.
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything. And that's the way I live.
No one was seriously injured, but the little boy, his grandma, and another person were all taken to the hospital to be checked out. They're all okay.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you can't place him, he is the nastiest, baddest, long-haired, craggy-faced bad guy in the movies. He was the protagonist in the Grindhouse B-movie Machete, where he spoke one of his most memorable, funny lines ever.
You could have at least texted me.
Machete don't text.
Machete don't text, indeed. KSL News Time 319. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And here's Ricky Meese.
The closure is still in place. Westbound SR-201 in Magna at about 9800 West. You cannot go past 9200 West. And if I were you, just think about turning around before you reach 8400 West. So Magna drivers, that's what you're dealing with westbound on the 201 this afternoon. This is due to an earlier vehicle fire. And here's the thing. There is no estimated time as to when this closure will reopen. If you're thinking of taking the 201 to connect to I-80 to get into Tooele County, you need to think again and just take I-80 this afternoon. In Salt Lake County, southbound traffic on I-15, a little heavy and slow between 5300 and 7200 South. We have had an accident reported about 53rd South on the southbound side. Once you're past all of that, you're looking good all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15, just a little busy. Nothing too bad at all going from Sandy up to the South Interchange. It's 5600 West that's seen unusual delays. It's pretty bogged down both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
And not a bad drive on southbound Foothill Drive, but it is starting to fill in between 13th and 17th South. Meantime, we have a crash on northbound Victory Road at Beck Street there at the Highway 89 merge. Looks like a right lane closed traffic is building. So far, so good on I-15, north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake and Ogden. Some thicker traffic, though, late into Clearfield through the construction. And we have a crash on eastbound I-84 about a mile north of Morgan. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during the big Seabro sale at Volkswagen Southtown. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details or stop by today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9, so we have this cold. Yeah, I'm going to call it cold weather. But what comes next? Here's the 7-day forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms going by today. Some could be heavy at times and high temperatures about 89. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in 91, and then plenty of sun for Saturday, a high of 92. Sunshine Sunday, only 88 the high. 89 Monday, mostly sunny. Lots of sun on Tuesday, 91, and sunny 94 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's room temperature out there, 72 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it.
Hey, John, I got a speeding ticket and need some legal advice. Do you know a reputable law office?
Yes, I found my attorney with the help of the Better Business Bureau.
How did they help you?
I searched their listings and found a BBB-accredited business that I can trust.
Can I search for local law offices on their website?
Yes, the BBB is committed to helping consumers like you and me make informed decisions. Just visit bbb.org today. That's bbb.org. The Better Business Bureau. Start with trust.
We're brought to you by the Better Business Bureau.
Sting with the Utah Symphony, conducted by Rob Mathis, presented by Zions Bank. Sting, performing his most celebrated songs, reimagined for symphonic arrangement. A benefit for Zion National Park, Saturday, August 31st, USANA Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at Smith's Tix. Sting, celebrating 100 years of Zion National Park.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there's a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
How are you this afternoon? We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio and KSL Drives. Ford is discounting the F-150. You'll get up to $6,500 discount this month. The company's slashing prices from the base model all the way up to the limited edition. Vegans aren't so sure about this impossible Whopper at Burger King. People on social media are asking whether the meat-free burger will be cooked on the same grill as the chicken and the beef. Other less stringent vegans are saying, get over it. Chipotle is testing a replacement for its queso dip. More than 50 out-of-state stores are trying the new queso blanco. It's Monterey Jack and white cheddar cheese, as well as serrano, poblano, and chipotle peppers. If it goes over better than the queso dip, maybe we'll get to see it in Utah. Wall Street today, stocks were broadly higher. Investors are setting aside their worries about the U.S.-China trade war. Tech stocks had their best day, Adobe rising 3%, and the Dow gained 371 points. We wrapped up the day at 26,378. The S&P 500 gained 54 points, and the NASDAQ, wow, adding 176 points. KSL News Time 326. For the fourth time in 3 months, a scooter ride has turned fatal in Atlanta. Now some local governments are looking to ban them.
It was early Tuesday morning when a homeless man on a scooter sped through an intersection in East Point and right into a truck. Police Captain Alan Glover says the trucker
was unable to stop in time. The scooter hit the passenger side of his vehicle.
It was the fourth time since May someone has died in the Atlanta metro area while riding a scooter in East Point. Kyrie Taylor says
it's dangerous out here in the streets.
East Point city officials are now thinking about how to regulate e-scooters. So is Atlanta. But already, towns in this area like Marietta and Norcross have banned these scooters outright. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
KSL News Time, 327.